Second application, gentlemen, is conditional use number 1736, the application of Matthew and Karen Weedman to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district to expand conditional use number 1068 to include towing service and storage of vehicles and boats to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth Hundred, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.01 acres more or less, lying southeast of Road 277, also known as Robinsonville Road, 227 feet southwest of Road 275, also known as Plantations Road. Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on May 22nd. The commission received an exhibit booklet from the applicant, which is being provided to you now. We've heard comments from the County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We'd received 7 letters in opposition. The names of the letter writers are noted. We also received a letter with a petition of signatures received by the residents of Seawood Subdivision in opposition to the application. That petition contained 36 signatures. The applicants were present with David Hutt, attorney, and gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of the application. There were 2 parties present, both being residents of Seawood Subdivision, present in opposition and gave testimony. Mr. Weedman responded to additional questions raised by the commission, stating that the repair shop was built in 1994 and is a 2-bay garage, and that they have an office in the shed next to the garage. At the conclusion of the public hearing, the commission deferred action for further consideration, and motion carried 4-0. And that item is also on the agenda for tomorrow afternoon for the commission to take action. I received 1 additional comment from agency of the Sussex Conservation District in the form of a memorandum advising us that the soils are mapped to be Greenwich loam, that the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation, that there are no storm flood hazard areas affected, no tax ditches affected, that it may not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements, and that the applicant would be required to follow state sediment stormwater requirements if there was any construction activities. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial infrared, a copy of a soil map, and a report on soils, and a report on prime and other important farmland. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Questions, gentlemen?
Mr. Lang, is this presently zoned AR?
This property is presently zoned AR. It is intended to remain as AR. The intent is to expand a conditional use that was already granted for auto repairs and to include towing service.
Was there a violation?
Yes, there was.
Yes. Right.
And the violation was why?
Basically, the storage of vehicles and boats.
Okay.
The violation was they were advised that the towing service was not permitted to cease immediately, and it could apply for a conditional use. And they also provided a copy of the conditional use original of number 1068, which was approved for Robert Mitchell, was for a mechanic shop for auto and boat repair.
And that's on the same location, Lawrence?
Same site. Yeah, that's a different owner, same site, same.
And the conditions run with the land, not with the individuals, correct? So when it changes ownership.
Conditions run with the land, right.
Right.
And so they're intending now is to provide towing service, which they can explain to public hearing.
Right, right.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you, Lawrence. Okay.
Applicant, present your present application. Mm-hmm.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
My name is David Hutt, local attorney here in Georgetown. I am representing the applicants tonight who are sitting here on the front row with me, Matt and Karen Weedman. As was just indicated by Mr. Lank, they are the owners of property on the southeast side of Robinsonville Road, near its intersection with Plantation Road. They own and operate a business at that location known as Matt's Auto Repair. Mr. Lank just summarized this quickly, but the property is a 1-acre parcel. It is zoned AR1, subject to conditional use number 1068, which was granted to Mr. Mitchell in 1994 for auto and boat repair at that site. Mr. Weedman will come up in a moment and testify as to when he purchased the property and his current use of the property and what the proposed expansion of the conditional use will be in more detail. As Mr. Lank indicated, the essence of this application is just it's a simple expansion of the auto repair business to include towing service, which is basically a natural part of a garage or auto repair business. At this time, I'm going to ask Mr. Weedman to come up. If you could introduce yourself to the council members.
My name is Matthew Weedman. I'm the owner of Matt's Auto Care.
And when did you purchase the property which we're here on tonight?
We purchased it in December of 2005 with the assumption that the towing business would be a part of the automotive repair business. Evidently, it was an oversight on my part, and that's why we're here tonight.
And if you could, for the council members, describe that area of Robinsonville Road. What is it comprised of if you were to drive down and starting, I guess, at Plantation Road?
Well, if you were to drive down from Plantation Road as you turn onto Robinsonville Road, I'm sure you're all familiar with the road. But, you know, we have our business there on the corner. And as you proceed down Robinsonville Road, I've got a list of approximately 10 businesses that are run out of that location on Robinsonville Road, which ironically one includes a automotive towing and repair facility on the other end of Robinsonville Road. So there's quite a bit of activity on that road, if you would put it that way, which includes many businesses. My business, of course, as stated, was already pre-approved. And again, like I say, on oversight on my part, I just naturally assumed that if you had a repair shop that you would have a tow truck. And it did not state in the in my application for conditional use. It didn't say whether I could or couldn't. So we just all assumed that it was just a natural part of it. And that's why I purchased the property.
What is on the actual site itself? What structures exist on the site?
Well, it actually exists as a house and a garage, and then there's a two-bay garage which was built by Mr. Mitchell in 1994 to accommodate the repair business. I have done no improvements on the existing place. I bought it as it is, and it still is essentially exactly like I purchased it. The only additional thing is the tow trucks.
You indicate there's a house on the site. Does anybody live there?
Presently, my son's living there right now. We were living there when we first purchased the property. We moved back into Rehoboth because we had a property down in Bay Harbor that did not sell due to this, the way everything's going. So we decided to move back into that house for a few more years. So we're currently not living there, but we were. And our son lives there, and he works with us, too. He's one of my tow truck drivers. So he lives there, and he kind of oversees the place and watches out and helps me out at night.
What is Matt's Auto Care? Is it an auto repair shop? What type of repair work do you do?
Yeah, well, my primary thing is the AAA towing. I've been affiliated with AAA since 1975 when my former boss, Lou Phillips, had it, and I worked for him since 1975. And when they closed his station down in 1989, he sort of passed the torch to me, and I've had the AAA contract ever since. I used to have a business in Rehoboth that was located on Martin Street, in Rehoboth. But with the expansion of all these communities and all these developments in Sussex County, I'm the sole AAA provider in this whole area of Rehoboth, Lewis, Angola, and Milton. And with all the traffic and everything in Rehoboth, it was just physically impossible for me to maintain, an orderly business and service people that needed repairs and broken down cars. I couldn't get to them fast enough because I was always stuck in traffic on Route 1 in Rehoboth. So when Mr. Mitchell wanted to sell his property, it was a perfect location for me because the access to Robinsonville Road allowed me to get to Angola, to Milton, to Lewis, to Rehoboth, and I could service my customers in a timely manner. So it was a very opportune place for me to work out of, and that's why I chose that spot.
Do you live there?
I don't now, no. I did. When we first bought it, my intention was to live there and work there. We were going to sell our house in Bay Harbor and just stay there, but the economy just changed that for me. So we lost our, you know, after 2 years, you can't use a, you don't get a tax break for your primary residence. So that's why we opted to move back to Rehoboth.
Well, it sounds like cars are, they're parked all over the place, front yard and everything else.
Well, there are cars there, yes.
Mr. Hutt, do you have any photographs you can show my colleagues? Because when this, I think it's been over a year ago, and Mr. Lank can attribute to this, we just had literally dozens of phone calls when you all moved in there about the activities taking place, because it was kind of, you know, secluded and in the back when the previous gentleman had the business. But when the tow trucks arrived, the neighborhood went livid, and we just got tons of calls. We sent inspectors down there, and Mr. Lank, you know, had you apply for the conditional use, I guess, or change of zone. And, you know, it's been a phone burden on us since it's occurred that it shouldn't have been happening. The tow business is being operated out there now, correct?
That's correct.
Because I think in Mr. Lank's request for the violation was that was deceased, I believe you said a while ago. But, you know, the phone calls cooled off because this process takes 16 months to do. And the neighborhood from Henlopen Landing down Robinsonville Road, down 275, I mean, it was literally dozens of phone calls of concern that this type of activity was occurring in a residential setting. And, you know, and I know you said buyer beware, you weren't aware of this occurred here, but...
That was for the actual automotive business.
Right, I understand that. But the tow trucks, when they moved in there, that's when everybody really got their dander up about it. And
that's correct.
And it's been a while because I seen the name tonight, it didn't say Matt's Towing, because the phone calls I were getting were from Matt's Towing. And I've been there several times to take photographs and look at it. But I didn't know if you had any pictures in a packet tonight to show my colleagues which are actually there or not.
There are no pictures in the packet. And frankly, the existing conditional use allows for there to be vehicles parked there. The question tonight is about the towing service.
Right. And I'm concerned because, like I said, we sent inspectors down there and looked at it, and then we sent inspectors back as the traffic in the front yard increased, because the front yard went from being pretty much a front yard to a parking lot and an area for tow business.
Yeah, well.
And that wasn't permitted, and the neighborhood was very livid with us because we were allowed to occur, but under the process, that's allowed until this is taken care of through this process. But I just didn't know there was any pictures because, you know, we just have to deliberate on this a bit because I don't think P&Z has acted on it as of yet.
They have not.
And I thought there'd be, if it said Matt's Towing, there'd probably been a room full of people. I didn't see, because as many phone calls as I had, I tell you, I was surprised.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, because, I mean, I do towing. I mean, but
right.
I am exclusively a AAA contractor. I don't do towing. I don't do police towing. I don't do accidents. I don't do anything.
I go by it weekly, so I see.
I know, but I mean, I don't do any towing. You know, I'm not a towing business per se. I just do the AAA.
Right.
And that's it. So,
I don't see anybody here, but I thought there'd be a room full of people that said Matt's Towing. Let me tell you.
When you did buy it, though, you were familiar with the conditional use.
Oh yes, yes.
Right.
And I had lawyers who looked it over too and said that I was in compliance. So
but you did continue to tow on Sundays.
Well, only at the AAA. Yes, I mean,
Well, it doesn't matter who, but I mean, you brought vehicles to the site on Sundays. Right.
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, a lot of them don't go to my shop. A lot of them go, AAA members have the option to be towed anywhere they want.
Right, right.
So occasionally I would bring one or two into my shop. That's true.
And then you had junk, is there junk vehicles?
No.
There's no junk vehicles here in the last year or so?
Everything that was there was there to be worked on. So if they were junky looking, somebody was driving them after I got done with them.
Now, when you pull a vehicle in there, you tow one in there, it's not, you haven't kept any over 7 days?
I try not to, no.
Try not to, okay.
So, I mean, sometimes it just isn't physically impossible.
Well, I mean, if you're at AAA, somebody calls you, you've got to go operate on a Sunday. So, I mean, when it said no business shall operate on Sundays, that's pretty clear. You know?
The complaints I were getting wasn't about that at all. It was just the activity.
It was the cars, the activity.
It was a tow business being dropping a balloon in there and going to work. And that was a concern.
Yeah, well, those cars, I mean, I do admit that, you know, I had a little stumble going there because things just didn't work out as well as I'd hoped. And I am working on that. And like I said, you know,
we've had a year.
You've got a lot of complaints.
The violation was a year ago, and you've had a year, and there's still problems. You're still trying to.
Well, no, I mean,
no, he moved in and started to work, and through the process, the conditional or changes.
Well, I know.
Right, well, see, before,
right, wrong, he's continued.
The gentleman owned the
last year, has the site improved? I mean, are the cars still...
I try to keep them down to a minimum. I mean, you know, my business, some days I don't get a single car or two cars in there. Other days I get 10. You know, it all depends. You know, I cannot predict how many people are going to break down, how many people are going to want me to repair their cars, how many cars...
No, I was just wondering, once you got this violation, that if you tried to attempt to... tone it down somehow. So we get to this point that you would, you know, the neighbors would say, look, the guy's doing a better job or something. Okay.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's going to happen regardless, okay.
but
I am trying.
Regardless of whether the application is approved tonight, is it going to increase or decrease traffic in or out of?
Well, for me, I feel it would increase because if I am not allowed to operate those tow trucks out of that facility, I'm going to have to get another facility to put the tow trucks in, and then I'm going to have to leave my place to go to the tow trucks to bring the tow trucks back. So, to me, it's going to be more traffic, in my opinion.
What is the nature of your AAA work? Do most vehicles get treated out on the highway and serviced out on the highway and
yes,
are taken care of, or are they brought?
Yeah. I try to do predominantly all of my work off-site as far as AAA. Okay. I have two service vans, which I take out, and I try to get the cars running, which AAA calls on the go, which I go out, and I try to get these cars going. And in the event that I cannot, then some of them have to be towed, and that's where I have the tow trucks, and that's what they're for. But I only have two tow truck drivers other than myself. So, you know, although I do have four vehicles, generally only one is out on the road at any given time. So it's not a high impact for the community as far as my in and out.
And how do you try to arrange the vehicles on the lot? Let's say that a car comes to you, either you bring it to the lot or it gets towed to your lot by you or somebody else. How do you attempt to sort through or organize
vehicles? What I do is the cars that are in need of repair, I put them in the back of the shop because most of them will not run. So we put them in the back of the shop so we can push them into the shop, we repair them, and then as they're repaired, we move them to the front of the building waiting for the people to pick them up. And where I get into trouble with the amount of vehicles is the fact that a lot of people are from out of town and they're leaving town on Sunday, their car breaks down, and they can't get back till the following week to pick them up. Okay. So, you know, I get stuck with the vehicle. You know, I can't very well just impound their car somewhere else because they can't get down.
Right.
And so that causes a conflict. And some weeks I get three or four of them, and other weeks I don't get any. So the amount of cars does fluctuate. But that's how I try to do it. I try to get the cars out front so they will be picked up and removed as soon as possible.
Have you received any recognitions or awards for your work?
Well, with AAA, yes. Like I say, I've been a AAA contractor for almost 20 years now. I have what they call a Five Diamond Award that AAA recognizes my ability to service the vehicles and customers. I'm also what they call a preferred service contractor, which is an elite stage of AAA because of my service to AAA and to AAA customers. So I'm one of the better companies that AAA recognizes as towing, as towers.
Gentlemen, that pretty much concludes our application and presentation to you this evening. Obviously, we stand ready for any questions you would ask. As was indicated during the testimony, towing is always going to occur at a garage. Whether the towing service is located there or not, it's just a natural part of a garage and a mechanic repair shop that a lot of cars that get worked on there don't work, and they need a way to get there. It was assumed, as Mr. Weedman just indicated, that when he purchased the property, that because of how that is and because this was for the conditional use was for boat and auto repair, that part of that included getting the vehicles there and towing. The violation was received. The conditional use application or expansion of the conditional use was filed with the county. And we are here today asking that the expansion of that conditional use be granted. And we understand that the council needs to wait for the planning and zoning recommendation. And I believe, as Mr. Lank indicated, that we are on the agenda for tomorrow.
Correct. Questions, gentlemen? Thank you very much, sir.
You good?
Is there anyone here that wants to speak in support of this application? Yes, sir. Would you come forward, state your name and your address?
Good evening.
Good evening, Councilman Delaney, Mr. Baker. My name is Brooke Freeman. I live adjacent to Matt's Auto. If there was anyone that would have a concern or a complaint about his activity, it would be me. I have none. In response to what I heard Mr. Rogers saying about the complaints, when Matt first came in, I think he probably, his fault is he has a hard time saying no to someone who needs help. And the other part is because of your actions in approving development, you've necessitated a service of AAA. And because of that, he's there to respond. And as I said earlier, I live right adjacent to him. I sleep with in a bed right next to his side. I have absolutely no complaints. They've been good neighbors. The only thing that from time to time will happen, and this will maybe overshadow some of your concerns you have about being junky, people misconstrue his garage as my resident. I will say I live on the second place on the left, and Matt has a house, and then adjacent to that is his garage. Because of the openings is in the back, many people, including pizza delivery drivers, will pull in looking for him, and then they'll swing around to my house. When Mr. Mitchell asked for it, I had no concern, no complaint with him, and I didn't the whole time. What little activity I ever see on Sunday is very minimal, and most of the time it's for him just to park one of his vehicles that on rollback. And again, I don't know if any of you are AAA members or not, but when you break down or something, I think you'd want to respond, even if it was midnight on Saturday to midnight on Sunday. Again, if anyone should be able to complain about any activity or noise or anything like that, I would think it would be me, and I have not.
You live right next door.
I live exactly right next door.
Okay.
Now, unfortunately, there was a hearing, and I missed it because I thought it was going to be on the 15th, and I got the dates reversed.
Okay.
So I was not able to speak in favor of this, so there's no record of me speaking.
There is one now.
Now, but I have to go a little bit on hearsay, and anybody can correct me if I'm wrong. Somebody complained associating something that was on my property as junk on his property. I do live on an agriculture residential, and I have something in front of it as a piece of equipment that I bought that I'm using and have used and will use in other ways, and part of it has to do with alternative energy too. Mm-hmm. Now, I think I comply with everything that the county asks of me, and then there was another complaint, again, hearsay. Mm-hmm. Someone complained about him, his grass is being too high. Well, I know for a fact I mow my grass. I mow the grass at the end of the road, and I will mow Matt's next door. It's just as a neighbor. I mean, it's just one of those things. I enjoy mowing grass. When he first moved in, there was some cars that were parked in the front, and it made a little muddy. Since then, there is very little of that. And I know because the only thing that has to be moved is his tow trucks when I go to mow his grass. But I have no problem. And about the grass that was complained about, it wasn't even his property to begin with. I think he might have even got cited. And for the record, what that grass is, it's adjacent to him, is asparagus and another agriculture commodity. I've lived there within a mile of that location for 57 years. I've not objected to people that want to come and move here, but I do begin to have a problem with people that move and they want to try to dictate to us that have been there as to how we want to try to make a living. Matt lived here his entire life and being forced from where he was so he can provide a service. You know, I hope that you guys, you councilmen, will vote favorably on what he's requesting. Again, if you have any questions for me, I'd be glad to answer them. And I hope you do give him this approval.
Questions, gentlemen?
No, I mean, just a comment that when we do a conditional use, usually in the agricultural residential district, we try to maintain the residential importance of the area. And we know people like to work in these areas, and we give these conditional uses, but we try to make them tight to protect the resident, you know, the residential nature of the zone.
Integrity.
And once you get to a certain size and a certain activity, all of a sudden you've kind of ventured out of that, and you may have outgrown this area or whatever. So there could be some of that going on here where the original conditional use was given with good intentions for a man who wasn't going to do much of an impact on the neighbors. Maybe this next step that Mr. Weedman has gone to has, you know, moved it up a notch. So that's kind of why we get the complaints typically. So I don't think we had any complaints with the other guy, did we? Did we, Lawrence, the original app?
I have no record of any complaints on the previous
one. On the previous one? Okay. So that's typically when we do these, we try to, work with the people, but then certain times you get to a certain point where it's gone too far. So that's what our debate will be, I guess.
I'll look at it.
Then you go home.
The development that has come up has been after.
It's a residential area, and residential uses are permitted in that area, and that's our prime concern is to protect those as well as, you know, other people. So.
Well, again, for the record, even with all that has been going on that others may have complained about, I live adjacent to it, and I have not complained.
That's cool. We appreciate you coming in. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Lank, he's here because of being violated, or did he come in voluntarily for the tow truck?
He bought it.
Okay. Got violated.
Thank you, sir.
There was a violation issued originally in October 6th of 06. That was the original violation.
But, okay.
The applicant, he came in and applied on, he had to go back to DelDOT on November 27th of 06.
He was violated because of the tow trucks.
Yeah, the towing service. As I stated, your towing service is not permitted. I'll suggest that he apply immediately for a conditional use amendment.
So,
even attached a copy of the original conditional use information.
If he's turned down, he still has the same operation he's had there shop.
If he is turned down, he would still have a mechanic shop for auto and boat repair.
Page 3 on their thing, Dale, that's he's permitted that.
Right.
That's
okay. Permitted. He's basically applying to expand it by allowing for the towing service. And it's obvious that he has some storage because he can't get rid of the cars fast enough to not be considered storage.
Can I go back? My question is, you're bringing cars in, AAA cars, I guess, that are broke down. So you bring them in, repair them, and the people come and pick them up as soon as they're repaired?
Well, maybe. Hopefully that's... In the summertime stuff, we have people that come on vacation, and they're from upstate New York and whatnot, and if their car breaks down on Sunday when they're on their way home, they can get a ride home, and they just physically can't get back down until the following week to pick the car up. So I have to hold that car for 6 or 7 days until they can get back down. And, you know, there's not really, I don't know what I could do to change that because, you know, I can't very well impound their car somewhere else just because they physically can't make it back down.
Do you do any repos?
No.
Nothing.
Repos, no accidents, no anything. I just AAA on the only cars that are disabled and need repair.
But you don't tow out of a restaurant that's got a rogue car or somebody calls up and says, will you tow this car for something?
Yeah. Okay. I don't do any towing like that, no stories like that. I don't do accidents.
You get AAA.
AAA.
Okay. I got that point.
Yep. All right. Thank you.
Great opposition now, right?
Yep, opposition.
Any people want to anyone want to speak in opposition or ask questions of the applicant?
Come on up.
Okay, state your name and your address.
Sure.
My name is Richard Fall. I live in Seawood. It's a development near the repair shop. And I'm really opposed to the towing because we all know that a lot of people that have cars towed, even if they're AAA, when they find out what it's going to cost to repair them, they can't afford to have them repaired. They're going to abandon them. They're going to sit on this lot. They're going to accumulate. My big issue with this is I was familiar with this gentleman's previous business on Martin Street in Rehoboth across from the Lutheran Church, and I would really suggest that someone contact the Lutheran Church and ask about the number of cars that were on this lot. I have visited his lot in the past, his previous business. You literally couldn't, you had a driveway to pull in, and that was it. There were cars with weeds growing up through them on the inside. Most of them had flat tires. This is what we're going to see here if you allow this. And I'm just totally, totally opposed to it. And if it is allowed, please, please consider putting a limitation on the exact number of cars he can have on that lot.
Well, then we got to send somebody by there to count them, and I know it's tough when we
I'm sure that we would have people counting them.
I know.
I'm sure.
I'm almost positive, Richard.
And I do have some photographs of the area. I only have one set. And be happy to leave them,
please. This is the one I was asking about a while ago, Mr. Fall. Is this the ones I was asking about a while ago? The present location or previous?
This is the present.
Okay. Right.
Just to give you an idea what it looks like and some nearby houses, what they look like also.
Mm-hmm.
And where are you from? From that position where you live?
Seawood, I guess, is about 150, 200 yards from there.
Okay. Just down the road.
Just down the road.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Your entrance.
And, you know, they mentioned a lot of other businesses on Robinsonville Road. I don't know of any within 500 yards of his. And there may be some down the other end of Robinsonville Road, but I don't very frequently drive down that way.
There's no immediate properties.
None that I know of. If there's something there, I mean, there are some farm-like buildings along the road. I don't know what is in them or what kind of type business they have.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions?
Questions, Jim? Thanks, Richard.
Okay. Thank you.
Please come forward.
State your name and address, please.
Thank you very much. My name is Joseph Donahue. I'm from Seawood. I live on Seashell Boulevard, maybe like 200 yards or less down off Robinsonville Road where the so-called Mark's Towing Service is there. I want to make a very firm statement. This is a major eyesore in this neighborhood. It is detracting from our properties, our property values, and our quiet heretofore residential area. It is also posing an imminent danger by the 7-day-a-week, 24-hour operation, cars coming and going, all kind of major big tow trucks coming and going, and it's going on to a narrow road, which is Robinsonville Road, and there is no signal at the intersection. It is really causing a lot of people to have to make a sudden stop, and it really is scary. A lot of my neighbors are saying, I'm always going there, and somebody's pulling out, somebody's pulling in, and I just about, you know, stopped in time. It is dangerous. You have to realize we have to live with this. If this was in the same neighborhood that you guys live, you would not say, yes, approve it, I will rubber stamp this. And you will not do that. Why do that to us? You have to care about us and our needs. Do not rubber stamp this approval. It does not belong there. There is no other such commercial activity in the nearby vicinity, bar none. It's a quiet residential area until this facility moved in. And when the last guy was there, you didn't even know he was even there. Most people had no idea what was going on. There were no cars. There were no tow trucks. It was extremely quiet. Nobody minded it. But this is a major eyesore. Since that last, you know, zoning was put in 1994, over 200 single-family homes have been sold, and there's people living in there. They're all paying nice, big taxes to you guys, and these homes sell for over $400,000. Why would you permit such a large-scale eyesore in our neighborhood? I don't understand that at all.
Is the size of the site of a concern? I mean, with what he's trying to do there is an acre.
It is ugly.
Well,
it's a major eyesore. It's a big, you know, dump of cars and great big, you know, tow trucks that are there staring you right in the face. It's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It does not fit. It is just, you know, ruining our neighborhood. Nobody wants it. There are all kinds of letters sent in to you. C. Wood sent in letters. They were sent into the vice president, and they said, for the public record, there was a lot of neighborhood opposition. These are fine neighborhoods, quiet neighborhoods. We don't want this eyesore in our midst. And I'm sure that you guys, you would not want it if you were nearby something like this also. So do not do it to us. We are all good, you know, tax-paying people here. We don't want to have our homes, you know, devalued. When we go to sell, I'm sure people see this and say, we don't want to be near this monster here. You know, we don't want to, you know, we'll go somewhere else. It doesn't belong there. It's completely incompatible with the current zoning. Do not mess with us. It's a dangerous thing to have in a quiet residential area. So that is my thing. And if the county zoning does, you know, permit this in a quiet residential area, I think that the whole zoning process is becoming a sham if you do this. And you don't take all the neighborhood's concerns seriously. And there's a large, you know, tax base here. And I think people should, you know, hear on the council what the neighbors have to say, and we should be listening to and taken seriously. So please do not give this a go-ahead. It does not really belong there. It is not compatible at all. And you are going to be opening up a Pandora's box. It'll only get bigger and bigger and bigger, and it'll get messier. Believe me. So that's all I had to say. So please do not let this continue to operate. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
You know, what makes his job so difficult is we sat here and listened to his adjoining neighbor. He has no problem with it at all. He has no concern with it at all. And then you get up here and you live down the road a few hundred yards and you take the opposite. So as five councilmen, we have to listen to both sides and form an honest opinion that will please all the neighborhood, which we're not going to do. It's difficult, and you know, I realize the guy's trying to make a living. He's trying to provide a service, but yet, as council, we've got to find a way, either to turn him down or make it so that it's not a problem to the neighbors, and make it as attractive and appealing as possible. So, you know, I know you think that we're not doing our job, but it's a difficult decision trying to please everybody.
Another one. There's another lady.
Nick?
Yes, Nick.
Let her.
You're welcome to rebut me, but that's my opinion. I just want you to understand we don't take these things lightly.
Well, my name is Marion Gould, and I live in Seawood Estates. And I just want to protect my property. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. I've put quite a bit of money in it, and also shrubbery, and my whole neighborhood is like that. Excuse me. And I, to get out of my neighborhood, I pass his house, and I've seen it where you couldn't get another car in his front yard. And there have been tow trucks and boats and old cars, and it really is an eyesore.
Scotty? Thank you very much, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Not appropriate for a residential neighborhood.
I couldn't tell by the pictures that Mr. Fall gave us what the total count was of cars at any one time in your yard. Do you have any idea?
Like I said, it could vary from 10 cars to 30 cars, like you said. I mean, all of them aren't there overnight or nothing. You know, they're not there for weeks at a time. It's just that, you know, like I stated earlier, my business is such that it fluctuates.
Thirty cars on 1 acre is extreme, I would say.
Oh yeah, I would agree. I mean, I'm just picking that number.
Yeah.
I've never gone after counting cars. I'm sure they could tell you exactly how many there were. But like I said, if it's good weather, nice days, cars don't break down. I don't have a lot of cars in my parking lot. You know, other days when it rains or floods or does things, I get more. You know, and being a small business and being the only AAA business, sometimes I get overwhelmed. And as Mr. Brooks, Mr. Freeman stated, I can't tell these people that I'm not going to fix their car. I'm going to leave them sit on the side of the road because my neighbors are objecting to the fact that I'm trying to help these people get home.
Well, that's even more dangerous.
I'm sorry?
That's even more dangerous on the side of the road.
Leave
something
on the side of the road because my parking lot, I can't accommodate one more car to help one more person. Okay. And like you said, I was born and raised here, and I go by the old school, you help your neighbor. And I never opposed anybody's development when they moved in, and I can understand their concerns. And if they'd been neighbors and just come down and asked me to do something, I might have done it. But nobody bothered to come down and even welcome me into the neighborhood except for Brooke. Nobody said hi to me. Nobody said anything. All I got is all these complaints. Nobody came down and said, hey, man, do you think you could just move the cars back? Could you try to limit the amount of cars? Could you put some shrubbery up here and block the cars?
The trouble is, though, from day one, you were in violation when you started doing all that.
Only for the tow trucks, not for anything else. We're talking about four vehicles is what this is all about.
Right. What are the four vehicles?
My four tow trucks.
It's all the cars, Matt, that you bring in.
No, that's a different violation. That's not. I'm in violation for the towing business, not for cars.
Right, but you're only allowed a max. You're not even allowed.
But that's not why we're here tonight. It's because.
But you exceeded. I know. But when you left cars, once you had brought those cars
they
violated the original things. Right.
But this is all about the towing.
And Sundays. I understand.
Right. And so by
the 30 cars were never permitted on that site.
It was an arbitrary number. I should have said
20 cars aren't permitted on that site.
That's true, I have violated that, and yes, and I admit it openly. I cannot help it sometimes.
We got to open it up again, Mr. Dukes.
This is the
applicant. It means we got to get rebuttal again.
Okay. I'm sorry. I wasn't asking you a question.
I just wanted to say one thing.
Let's not open it for rebuttal.
We'll open it for rebuttal.
Sorry about that.
Is there anyone else that wants to speak in opposition? No, I think.
Make a motion we defer.
We can close the.
Make a motion we defer.
Thank you.
Opens up again.
Okay. Second, John.
So the public hearing is closed.
Right.
Let's go a minute.
Who made the second, please?
Did Rogers.
Is it Mr. Rogers?
He seconded the motion.
It's been moved and seconded that we defer action on conditional use 1736.
Change the zone.
Yeah. Conditional use.
Well, they got to change the zone on here.
Right on. It's
typo. Got to have it again.
Not me. I'm on the beach. Sorry.
Your name's all over.
I didn't prepare.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
On
deferral?
Yes. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Duke?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
All right, where's the agenda?
Motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
For hang on.
Whatever. Position.
And
pending litigation.
Let's get into litigation.
Quick.
Perfect.
Is there a prayer before?